对，我想有一位年长的弟兄哈，他很多时候他在主日，张弟兄他在主日交通的时候呢，他常常几乎每次都这样讲。
When Brother Kong during Sunday when he shared, he always said this.
我发现他好像至少十年以前他就这样讲。
Probably 10 years ago he has been saying this way.
就是说，当我们在主的桌子前呢，如果我们这个人已经碰到主
，When at the table of our Lord we have already met Him，
很多时候就不需要我们再多讲太多的话。
Many times we do not need to speak anymore。
以前我知道他在讲什么。
In the past I know why he's saying that。
但是我觉得我今天好像稍微第一次有一点这种感觉。
In the past I know he I heard him say that, but today I understand what he's trying to say.
所以弟兄姊妹，如果我们直接已经碰到主的话
，Brothers and sisters, if we have directly met the Lord,
那个是上好的。
That is the better part.
但是我还是要交通。
I still have to share.
我今天愿意交通的是主所爱的那个门徒。
I want to share today about the disciple whom Jesus loved.
所以上一次好我。有是借着那个我们在那个以色列比较早期的时候呢，有一个事情叫做会幕或是帐幕。
Earlier times of Israel, there is a place called the tabernacle.
那个帐幕呢，表明了很多方面的意义。
It has many meanings.
它讲到整个那个基督身体的建造。
Talks about the building up of the body of Christ.
他也讲到整个基督或者耶稣基督他所表明的各样的特性特质跟意义
of the characteristic of what Jesus Christ represents.
他也讲到我们基督徒呢在属灵生命成长上面所要应该要经历的一些的学习
and for Christian the growth of the life on exercise and our learning
在那个圣所里面
in the holy place
另外还有一个至圣所。
And there is also the Holy of Holies.
至圣所是神同在是最深的地方。
That's where the part where God is there, His presence is there the most.
当这个至圣所跟圣所是同一个帐篷盖起来的。
It's in the same tent.
所以当如果我们是祭司哈。
If we are the priest.
所以我们从东面的门进来。
We enter from the east gate.
在左手边呢，你会看到是一个金灯台。
On your left hand side, you will see a golden lampstand.
右手边呢是一个陈设饼桌子摆陈设饼。
On the right side, you see a table with the showbread.
正前方呢是一个金香坛。
On the front, you see in the middle, on the front it's the golden censer.
那个香坛是最接近至圣所。
It's the closest to the holy of holies.
所以这个好记在这个我要提一下。出埃及记三十章第六节。
In Exodus chapter 30, verse 6.
出埃及记三十章第六节。
Exodus chapter 30, verse 6.
要把坛放在法柜前的幔子外，对着法柜上的施恩座，就是我要与你相会的地方。
And thou shalt put it before the veil that is by the ark of the testimony, before the mercy seat that is over the testimony, where I will meet with thee.
所以在右手边，当我们看见一个饼，那个桌子跟陈设饼。
On the right side, when you see the table with the showbread.
这三个物件呢，跟那个约翰福音里面有三个重点是相符合的。
These three items, it's and.The three points in Gospel of John, it's match.
Yeah. 所以约翰福音里面有三个 L's.
In the Gospel of John, there's three L's.
就是生命 life.
Life.
就是光
light.
就是爱
and love.
所以当在右手边那个陈设饼的那个桌子的时候
，on the right side, the table with the showbread.
我们看见是表明着重在主的生命
It emphasizes on the Lord's life.
所以当约翰写约翰福音的时候
When John wrote the Gospel of John,
他特别告诉我们生命是在主 基督的里面。
He specifically tells us that the life is in our Lord Jesus Christ.
他讲我们这些人必须要重生。
We have to be born again.
我们要得着主的这个永远的生命。
We have to have the eternal life of the Lord.
然后当主耶稣剥开那就是有那个五饼二鱼剥开的时候。
When the five loaves of bread and the two fish, when he broke the bread,
这表明主的生命呢能够分给。
It says that the Lord's life can be given to all of us.
所以当有一些人吃了这个五饼二鱼之后，不太懂主的意思。
When people ate of the fish and the bread, they do not understand.
所以他们就想要追着主耶稣说，哎呀，这个主耶稣可以给我们吃的。
So they ran after Jesus because Jesus can feed them.
然后主耶稣就告诉他们说，你们不要为这个能够地上的这个食物效力。
And Jesus told them, do not feel good because these food can feed you.
那所以主耶稣就表明说，我是，就是说主耶稣自己呢是生命的粮。
And Jesus tells them that he himself is the bread of life.
这是陈设饼他的桌子所表明的意义。
So this is what the showbread shows us.
然后左手边我们看到一个金灯台。
And on the left, the golden lampstand.
所以约翰在约翰福音就讲到说，他特别提到这个主耶稣是这个生命的光。
He says that Jesus is the light.
并且他讲到主耶稣自己讲说他是世界的光，是生命的光。
And Jesus himself said that he is the light of the world and light of life.
然后我们都是瞎眼的。
And we are all blinded.
所以我们要来到主面前得着这个生命的光。
We are blind and we have to come before Jesus for the light of life.
所以约翰福音记载了一个神迹。
And in the Gospel of John, it says about one miracle.
他把一个生来瞎眼的瞎子呢，把他打开了眼睛。
And one who was blind from birth, he can see again.
从那个古时候到那个时候为止呢，从来没有发生过有一个生来瞎子的被打开眼睛。
From the past until then, there was no one who has been born blind and can see again.
弟兄姊妹，我们都是生来就瞎眼。
Brothers and sisters, we are those who have been born blind.
但今天感谢主开了我们的眼睛。
But we thank the Lord for opening our eyes.
叫我们能够活在那个光中。
That we can live in the light.
这个当然是金灯台所代表的意义当中的一部分。
This is part of what the golden lampstand represents.
所以当我们走到更深的地方的时候
，When we enter deeper,
就是我上次提到有一个金香炉，一个香炉。
The censer, the altar of incense.
然后那里面的那个香料呢，是用树枝做成的。
And it's all the fragrance has been made by the sap of the tree.
所以这个香炉很特别。
This is very special censer.
那这个圣经里面的观念里面，这个香炉一方面是圣所，一方面又很像是进到至圣所的一个物件。
This piece of the censer, it's like it's in the holy place, but yet it can enter into the holy of holies.
所以它表明的是一个众圣徒的祷告亲近神的一个光景。
It represents the prayer of the saints, the drawing nigh to God.
所以弟兄姊妹，当我们经过一些事情的时候，我们的深处被主摸着。
Brothers and sisters, when we've been through some things and in our depth of our hearts, we've been touched by the Lord.
然后我们在跟主祷告的时候，你会发现有一个树枝的香气达到神的面前。
And when we pray again to the Lord, you can sense that fragrance from that sap.
这个金香炉表明是爱。
The golden censer means love.
我们看到那个约翰记载那个玛利亚用香膏抹主。
John recorded that Mary used the ointment of the spiner to anoint the Lord.
他几乎是把恐怕他一生的这个积蓄呢，那个香膏呢，全部倾倒在主的身上。
She has used up all her savings to purchase this ointment and pour it on the Lord.
因为他认为他知道主配得他所有的爱。
She sees that and she knows that the Lord is worthy of all her love.
当在那个最后的那个最后晚餐的那一夜。
At the end, the Last Supper,
约翰写了一句话。
John wrote a sentence.
他说：“主既然爱世间属于他的人呢，就爱他们到底。”
The Lord loved all those who belong to Him, and He loved them to the end.
他记得主耶稣的祷告，他叫我们要住在主的爱里面。
He remembered the Lord's prayer to abide in His love.
所以我这边，我今天要特别讲到这个方面。
I want to speak specifically on this.
但我想我们知道哈，我们要知道在彼得后书里面呢，他特别讲到基督徒属灵的长进。
We know that in Peter, 2 Peter, it specifically talks about the growth of the Christian.
我们要从信心开始。
We have to begin in faith.
然后有行为。
Then our acts, our works.
然后后面有忍耐。
And then patience.
然后有节制。
And then self-control.
有敬虔。
And then godliness.
然后才能够爱弟兄。
And then we can have brotherly love.
然后最后达到爱。
And then in the end, we reach love.
所以我今天讲这个从一个角度来看有点偷跑。
From one perspective, I'm running.
A little too fast.
I'm running too fast.
但是另外一方面我觉得弟兄姊妹我们都需要经历我们是蒙爱的人。
On the other hand, brothers and sisters, we have to experience that we are beloved of the Lord.
如果爱主的爱我们没有被主的爱激励的话，
If we are not constrained by the Lord's love,
我们没有办法把自己奉献给主。
Then we are unable to consecrate ourselves to the Lord.
我们应该一信主的时候呢，就知道我们是蒙主爱的。
We should know that we are beloved of the Lord from the very beginning when we are saved.
所以当我们讲到那个金香坛的时候，我不是特金香坛的时候。
When I speak about the altar of incense.
我们讲到的是跟主一个很近、很亲近一个爱的关系。
We speak about the very close relationship, a relationship of love with the Lord.
这个约翰有的人称他叫做爱的使徒。
Some people call John the disciple of love.
因为在他书信里面，爱是当中一个很大的特点。
In all his letters, love is it's the center of what he's delivering.
那我们也相信他在他的一生的路上呢，实在是经历主对他的爱。
And we believe that throughout all his life, he have experienced the love of the Lord.
在约翰福音里面呢，有写到两次的怀里面。
In the Gospel of John, it have mentioned twice in the bosom of the Lord.
一次在约翰福音的一章十八节。
One in John chapter 1 verse 18.
我们看一下哈，约翰福音一章十八节。
Gospel of John chapter 1 verse 18.
从来没有人看见神。只有在父怀里的独生子将他表明出来。
No man has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, which is in the bosom of the Father, he has declared him.
你发现在这个怀里面，这个在创世之前呢，我们的主呢就已经在父的怀里，因为他是他的爱。
Before the foundation of the world, because the Lord has already been in the bosom of the Father, because he is his only begotten Son.
好像这个圣灵借着这个怀里这个图画呢，表明这个父神跟我们的主呢当中那个亲近爱的关系。
That the Spirit through this passage through this description in the bosom of the Father to describe how the relationship is of the Son and the Father.
结果呢，在十三章二十三节。
And in chapter 13 verse 23.
有另外一个怀里。
There's another in the bosom.
十三章二十三节，有一个门徒是耶稣所爱的，侧身挨进耶稣的怀里。
Now there was leaning on Jesus' bosom one of his disciples whom Jesus loved.
所以这个谁是这个耶稣所爱的那个门徒呢
？Who was this whom Jesus loved?
我们知道都是就是约翰。
We know that it is John.
当我们在读约翰福音之后，会觉得这个福音书的作者啊是个很。写的时候是很冷静的。
We see that the Gospel of John was written. This he was very
calm.
Calm.
OK. 他们就是说，基本上写福音书的时候，他们都是非常的平静，然后非常的这个只是描述一些事实。
All the writers of the Gospels, they have been very calm and just describing the fact.
然后这些作者他在里面不会加一些很激烈的这个情感的这些用语，不会。
They do not add in their very emotional wordings.
那他就把整个这些各样的事情呢，就描述出来，让我们直接去领会。
They describe the entire thing to let us to understand.
所以当约翰在写约翰福音的时候，他一直没有讲谁写这个书的。
So when John was writing the Gospel of John, he didn't say who wrote this.
他好像是一个旁观者呢，就把一个他过去记得的事情，把它写下来。
He was like on the side writing all that he has seen and remembered.
他是一个很内敛的感觉。
He was very reserved.
OK, 但是呢，你发现哦，直到当他写到说他在主的怀里的时候呢，你会发现他开始提到他自己。
But when he wrote that he was in the bosom of the Lord, then he started to talk about himself.
他就开始讲到说有一个门徒呢是耶稣所爱的那个门徒。
He described that there is one disciple whom Jesus loved.
好像当他这想起他曾经在主的怀里的时候呢，你会发现他就没有办法说我再次把我摆在一个旁观的位置。
So when he talked about in the bosom of the Lord, he no longer can put himself on the outside as a bystander.
在他深处有一个很深的感觉，他是耶稣所爱的那个门徒，他一定要写出来。
Deep in himself, he knew that he was the disciple whom Jesus loved, so he has to write that out.
所以他写了五次。
So he wrote it out 5 times.
我们很快看一下哦，这边是一次，然后第二次是19:26.
The second one is in chapter 19, verse 26.
19:26，这个在十字架底下的事。
It was beneath the cross.
耶稣见母亲和他所爱的那门徒站在旁边，就对他母亲说：“母亲，看你的儿子。”
When Jesus therefore saw his mother and the disciple standing by whom he loved, he said unto his mother, "Woman, behold thy son."
又对那门徒说：“看你的母亲。”从此那门徒就接他到自己家里去了。19:27。
Then said he to the disciple, "Behold thy mother." And from that hour, that disciple took her unto his own home.
所以在十字架上呢，主把他的肉身的母亲托给这位所爱的门徒，就是约翰。
So on the cross, he has John take care of his mother, the one whom Jesus loved.
第三次是在20:2.
And the third time was in chapter 20, verse 2.
就是有一个抹大拉的玛利亚看见坟墓空了，主耶稣的坟墓空了。
When Mary Magdalene saw that the tomb was empty,
第二节就跑来见西门彼得和耶稣所爱的那个门徒，对他们说：“有人把主从坟墓里挪了去，我们不知道放在哪里。”
Then she ran and came to Simon Peter and to the other disciple whom Jesus loved and said unto them, "They have taken away the Lord out of the sepulchre, and we know not where they have laid him."
然后第四次呢是在21:7.
Chapter 21 verse 7.
耶稣所爱的那门徒对彼得说：“是主。”那时西门彼得赤着身子，一听见是主，就束上一件外衣跳在海里。
Therefore the disciple whom Jesus loved said unto Peter, "It is the Lord." Now when Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he girded his fisher's coat unto him, for he was naked, and did cast himself into the sea.
最后一次第五次呢是在20。
The last and fifth time chapter is on verse 20 of chapter 21.
彼得转过来看见耶稣所爱的那门徒跟着，就是在晚饭的时候靠着耶稣胸膛说：“主啊，卖你的是谁的那个门徒。”
Then Peter turning about see the disciple whom Jesus loved following, which also leaned on his breast at supper and said, "Lord, which is he that betrayed thee?"
所以21，彼得看见他就问耶稣说：“主啊，这人将来如何？”
Verse 21, Peter seeing him said to Jesus, "Lord, what shall this man do?"
我想我只是今天我会借着这个五次的事情呢，来希望能够把我们带进对主的爱更深的感觉里面。
I want to share through these five incidents how that to bring us to see the to have a deeper sense of love for the Lord.
首先我们来想一想，为什么约翰要写他这个人，他不写他是这个名字，他写说耶稣所爱的那个门徒。
First we want to see why John didn't just write John, but instead he said this is the disciple whom Jesus loved.
因为在这个约翰的心里面呢，他真是觉得主爱他。
Because in John's heart he truly felt that the Lord loved him.
有时候我们跟福音朋友传福音的时候，我们讲到100只羊掉了一只的那个事情。
When we share with friends about the lost sheep, that 100 sheep and one was lost.
就是为什么主要用一个比喻呢？是100只里面掉了一只，他不是用掉2-3只。
Why does the Lord say wants to use this example, the 100 sheep and lost one instead of the 2 and lost one?
所以以前当我读的时候，我实在觉得说主用那个一只呢，他讲的就是我这一个人。
In the past, I used that this one lost sheep was me.
也就是说，当一个朋友，福音朋友读到这个故事的时候，他读到那一只的时候，那一只就是他。
that when a gospel friend read that the lost sheep, that one lost sheep was him.
也就是说，在千万人当中呢，神要寻找到他那一个人。
Out of all the thousands, the Lord is looking for and seeking that just one.
这个人在神的眼中是 unique, 是独特的。
That one person is unique before the Lord.
是没有人其他的羊可以取代的。
No other sheep can take his place.
所以主耶稣要费尽一切的千辛万苦呢，都要寻找到这一只羊。
So the Lord through all troubles wants to seek this one sheep.
所以弟兄姊妹，这个是约翰的感觉。
This is how John felt.
我记得很多年前伯基兄在这边的时候。
Many years ago when Brother Bo was here.
我记得很清楚，他这样问弟兄姊妹。
I remember very clearly he asked brothers and sisters.
他说，弟兄姊妹啊，你们有没有过这种感觉？
Brothers and sisters, have you felt this way before?
他说我常常有这种感觉。
I always feel this way.
就是我觉得全世界我是主是最爱我。
And this whole world, the Lord loved me the most.
主耶稣最爱我。
That the Lord loved me the most.
对，那我回想之后，我觉得我们弟兄是个年长弟兄。
Our brother is an elderly brother.
我觉得当他在讲这句话的时候
，When he was speaking of this，
他好像变成一个小孩子。
He was like a child.
在两秒的时候，一两秒那个时候呢，我觉得我看到好像是一个小孩子。
In that 2 seconds, I felt there, right there as a child.
他心里面有个感觉呢，因为他不是说主不爱其他人。
It doesn't mean that the Lord doesn't love the rest.
因为在他的经历里面，他觉得主爱他爱的太多，他真的爱的很多。
Because in his experience that the Lord loved him a lot.
到一个情况，他实在觉得，哎呀，真是比起别人来，我主真是最爱我。
To an extent that the Lord loved me the most among others.
弟兄姊妹，我觉得这个是约翰的感觉。
I feel this is how John felt.
当他写到那个是耶稣所爱的那门徒的时候，这是约翰的感觉。
When he wrote the disciple whom Jesus loved, that was how he felt.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们实在应该感觉哈，我们对主的冷淡，如果我们对主冷淡的话，是在一个非常不正常的光景。
Brothers and sisters, we have to see that for us to be cold towards the Lord, that is not natural.
我实在承认啊，在很多年的一个过程当中。
It's not normal. Many years ago,
对，当我不是那么爱主的时候
，When I wasn't loving the Lord that much,
是那个标准是很低的。
The standard was very low.
所以我看到弟兄姊妹大家都差不多呢，我觉得我不会觉得有问题。
Brothers and sisters are about the same, so I don't see my own problem.
因为大家都差不多冷淡。
So because all of us are that cold.
那只是我觉得近年这几年我有一些比较不同的感觉。
At these few years, I have a different feeling.
所以当主越多越吸引我们的时候
，When the Lord draws us even more.
弟兄姊妹，我们那个标准不能够停留在以前那个样子。
Our standard cannot remain in the past.
所以我们开始，我们实在需要有更多的弟兄姊妹好好的爱主。
We need to have more brothers and sisters to truly love the Lord.
所以当有一些人爱主的时候呢？
When there are some who love the Lord,
像我那时候如果冷淡的话，我一看，哎呀，我就知道我光景不对。
If I'm cold at that time, then I will know that I'm not in the right condition.
所以我们需要弟兄姊妹，我们要需要起来，我们实在感觉我这个人是蒙主爱的人。
Brothers and sisters, we have to rise up and truly know that the Lord loves us.
在第一次约翰提到的时候呢，那个时候是他们在吃晚餐的时候。
The first time when John mention it, it was during the supper.
其实哈，我再插出一点点，约翰福音第六章七十节。
Gospel of John, chapter 6, verse 70.
约翰福音六章七十节，耶稣说：“我不是拣选了你们十二个门徒吗？在你们中间有一个是魔鬼。”
Jesus answered and have not I chosen you 12, and one of you is a devil?
所以当那个约翰在主耶稣的怀里的时候，他对主的感觉是很敏锐的。
When John was in the bosom of the Lord, he has a very strong sense of the Lord.
所以当我们看那个约翰福音十三章这个部分
，When we see Gospel of John chapter 13,
比如说十三章十八节的后半
，Verse 18, the second half,
主耶稣说：“现在要应验经上的话说，同我吃饭的人用脚踢我。”
But that the scripture may be fulfilled, he that eat bread with me had lifted up his heel against me.
然后到了二十一节，耶稣说了这话，心里忧愁，就明说，我实实在在告诉你们，你们中间有一个人要卖我的。
When Jesus had thus said, he was troubled in spirit and testified and said, Verily, verily, I say unto you that one of you shall betray me.
所以弟兄姊妹
So brothers and sisters,
我知道主为着他在十字架上与父神的分离呢，他会忧愁。
I know that when the Lord was separated from the Father when he was on the cross, he was troubled in his spirit. He was sorrowful.
但在这个地方，当我读的时候，读这个前后文哈。
And here in this passage, when I read the front, before and after,
我感觉耶稣在这边忧愁，好像更多的成分是为着那个犹大而忧愁。
Here, when Jesus was troubled in his spirit, more so because of Judas Iscariot.
他可能还不是主要为着被卖或是上十字架而忧愁。
Not because he was going to be betrayed and to be going on the cross.
更多的是他在这边为着那个要卖他的要吃饭同他吃饭用脚踢他的那个人忧愁
but he was sorrowful for the one who was going to betray him but also eat with him
当那个约翰在主耶稣的怀里的时候呢他感觉到这个忧愁
when John was in the bosom of the Lord he felt that sorrow
我们要觉得稀奇
we have to be amazed
那个其实主耶稣他早就认识犹大
Jesus already knew Judas.
当约翰回想这一过去的这一切，写下约翰福音，我想他一想到就知道说，主耶稣早就认识犹大。
When he was writing the Gospel of John, when he thought he knew Jesus already knew Judas.
但我们知道主耶稣他是可以一位超越时间，知道一切事情的。
But we know that Jesus know all of all things.
这个犹大好，到了最后都没有得救。
Judas was not saved even until the very end.
很稀奇的，主耶稣一直把他留在身边，一直留到最后面。
But amazingly, the Lord has kept him by his side all the way to the end.
弟兄姊妹，假如是我，早就把他开除了。
If I were him, I would have fired him, fired Judas.
或是说我把他勉强留在旁边，反正你这个要卖我，早早去死吧。
Maybe I'll say, oh, you can still say, but well, go die.
但是主耶稣一直到最后的时候还在为他忧愁。
But Jesus was troubled in spirit even unto the end.
我记得很多年的时候我在学生的时代。
Many years ago when I was still a student.
然后我们去参加某某同学会的这个欢迎新生的烤肉。
We went to a welcoming party of a student association.
然后各个这个不同的教会呢也派了人参加烤肉。
Different churches have ten people there to the party.
就我们希望能够多认识一些新来的同学。
We hope to know more of these new students.
然后那次我跟我在一起有个姊妹一起去的。
There was a sister that went with me.
她分在另外一组。
She was in a different group.
她就告诉我说，她说她碰到一个另外一个聚会不认识的弟兄，跟当场就跟一个新同学传福音。
There was this brother from another gathering was there.Sharing the gospel with a friend.
哎，不错啊，他这个烤肉的时候就开始传福音，我想挺好。
It was very good that during the barbecue, the brother can share.
姊妹就给我描述说，他说这个那个弟兄跟他传福音是传，但是那个朋友一直跟他辩论。
So the sister described the brother was sharing the gospel, yet the friend kept debating with him.
然后那个弟兄那个脸就越来越红。
So the brother's face was getting more red.
最后。讲不过他
and he couldn't overcome this friend
他就撇下一句话说
so he said a word
他说 你不信耶稣 你要下地狱吧
you don't believe in Jesus you're going to hell
其实有时候我们传福音我也有这种感觉
sometimes I feel the same way when we're sharing the gospel
对现在比较好了
it's better now
就是你是讲不通 你干脆下地狱吧
I can't get through and well you know then just go to hell
对弟兄姊妹主耶稣从来没有这种感觉。
But brothers and sisters, the Lord has never felt this way.
他在时间的限制里面。
He was in this constraint of time.
他用，我相信门徒们可能在跟随他的这些三年多的时间，没有感觉犹大有什么特别不同。
Other disciples probably didn't feel any difference, feel the difference of Judas through these over 3 years.
主耶稣仍然跟他 传递，跟他仍然带领他。
The Lord Jesus still continue to lead him.
仍然跟他一起生活。
Live with him.
仍然在用各样的环境想要挽回他。
Use all sorts of circumstances to gain him back.
到了最后没有机会的时候呢，主耶稣还是为他忧愁。
At the very end, when there was no opportunity, yet the Lord still was troubled in spirit for him.
所以弟兄姊妹，这犹大是很可惜的。
It was a pity.
但不管怎么样，在神的这个主权底下呢，这些事情就这样发生了。
Yes, in God's sovereignty, these things happened.
有弟兄们有这种感觉哈。
Brothers have felt this way.
就是说，我们人会犯许多各样各式各样的罪。
That we will sin different, we will have different sins.
但是当一个人拒绝神的爱的时候呢，那恐怕是一个最大的罪。
When a person rejects the love of God, it seems to be the biggest sin of all.
所以当一个人，当神这么爱一个人的时候，但是人拒绝。
When God so loves a person and the person rejects him.
弟兄姊妹，所以这次我在想一件事。
So brothers and sisters, I'm thinking about this matter.
感谢主，我们接受主的爱，所以我们信耶稣了。
We thank the Lord Jesus that we receive His love.And we receive him.
我们实在要讲这些不信主的人说，你们拒绝神的爱真是无情无义啊！
We will say to these people, you reject the love of God. You're so heartless and ungrateful.
所以今天我们就要问一个问题：我们今天有没有在拒绝主的爱？
So today we have to ask ourselves: today, are we rejecting the love of God too?
有时候神在那里吸引我们，他用他的爱吸引我们。
So God uses love to draw us.
要我们跟随他。
To follow him.
要我们信得过他。
To trust in him.
要我们奉献归给他。
To consecrate to him.
但当我们拒绝的时候，
其实就是拒绝神的爱。When we reject it, we are rejecting the love of God.
有些时候神是借着一个聚会呢，他好像摆设了一个宴席。
Sometimes God through a gathering, he's laying out the feast.
这是神的爱在那里预备。
The Lord prepared his love.
我们拒绝。
And we reject it.
有时候来到宴席当中也没吃。
Sometimes we are here at a feast and we didn't partake of it.
同样是拒绝神的爱。
The same way we are rejecting His love.
我记得在以前我跟同学有时候 weekend 出去在台湾的时候出去玩。
Sometimes I go out with friends over the weekend in Taiwan.
有时候我也没告诉我妈妈到底我要不要回家吃晚饭。
I didn't tell my mother if I was going to return to have dinner.
有的时候可能五点多快到吃饭时间，我跟他打个电话说今天不回去吃饭。
About 5 o'clock, close to dinner time, I called her and said I'm not coming home for dinner.
有时候玩一玩就忘了时间，有时候到了7点钟打电话回家，我今天不回家吃饭。
Sometimes I have fun and forgot, and I call at 7 and say, "Oh, I'm not coming home for dinner."
其实我妈每一次都把那个晚餐都预备好了。
But my mom has always prepared the dinner.
只是我们把它拒绝掉。
That is we who rejected it.
那个第二次好是在，所以我想弟兄姊妹，我们也要想一想，很多时候我们其实把神的爱也拒绝在门外。
Brothers and sisters, we have to think of this. Many times we reject the love of God outside the door.
第二次是在那个十字架的底下。
Second time it was beneath the cross.
这个十字架，我们都知道，在十字架上表明了主对我们的爱。
We know that on the cross it showed forth the love of God.
我们需要在祷告当中常常求主把十字架活化在我们的面前。
We need in prayer that the Lord will show to us that we see the cross as it was then.
就像约翰他站在十字架底下。
Just like John beneath the cross.
我们感谢主啊，有一些弟兄姊妹他们站在十字架底下看着主。
We thank the Lord that some brothers and sisters they stand beneath the cross and they see the Lord.
所以当他这样子看的时候呢，你会发现在约翰整个人身上呢，产生了一个很大的影响。
When John does witness, it has a very big impact on him.
他知道说，在上十字架之前，那些人一直喊着说要除掉、除他、除掉他、除掉他，钉他十字架。
He remembered that before Jesus was on the cross, people would say, "Crucify him, crucify him."
我相信是他亲耳听到说，主啊，主说，父啊。主为他们祷告，父啊，赦免他们，因为他们所做的，他们不晓得。
I believe that he has heard it, that the Lord Jesus prayed, "Forgive, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do."
当一个人在十字架上最应该可怜自己的时候呢，主没有记得自己。
when a person was on the cross that he should have pity on himself, but yet he did not remember his
那是一个舍弃自己的爱。
It's a self-denying love.
这个我觉得我自己的言语就很难表达。
It's very difficult for me to describe it, express it in my own words.
在那个我自从唱了那个不知道什么时候唱到那个诗歌82首。
I don't know when I was singing the hymn 82.
我就一直很喜欢。
I liked it a lot.
他在82首他的OK, 你们愿意的话可以翻一下哈。
If you like to, you can turn.
这首诗歌82首。
The hymnary.
82首的第二节。
The second verse.
这是安全的硬币，可靠的避难所。
Safe and happy shelter, refuge tried and sweet.
是天的爱和天的义彼此相遇之处。
Where heaven's love and heaven's justice meet.
Okay. 所以我想，在十字架上呢，主耶稣满足了神公义跟爱的要求。
The Lord Jesus fulfilled what the Father wants, His love on love and justice.
这个是很。其实我们以为明白了，其实很多事情我们不是真的很明白。
Sometimes we think we understand, but truly we do not.
当神是一位公义的神，他也是一位慈爱的神，这两个是矛盾的。
How can a just God and one God of love? It's a dilemma there.
如果神要定我们的罪呢？他要公义的话，他定我们的罪，他就必须定我们的罪。
He has to punish us for our sin, then he has to do it.
如果他要爱我们，让我们不被定罪的话，那只好牺牲他的公义的那一面。
If he to not judge us for our sin, then he has to sacrifice that part.
但是稀奇的，神想到神是这个属天的智慧超过人的所能够想。
But heavenly wisdom is surpassed man's thought.
所以借着主在十字架上呢，他同时的满足这两方面的要求。
But through the Lord Jesus on the cross, He has fulfilled both these.
然后把我们带回到神的家里面。
That we can be brought back to the house of God.
所以第三节。
Third verse.
安卧在主十字架下，如卧天父怀中。
Then lies beneath the shadow, but on the Father's side.
地狱之门深广可怖，从无满足之日。
The darkness of an awful grave that gapes both deep and wide.
十架站于生死之间，伸出拯救两臂。
And there between us stands a cross, two arms outstretched to save.
引我安然进入天门，胜过死亡权势。
Like a watchman set to guard the way from that eternal grave.
哇，这个词写得太好了。他说，地狱之门深广可怖。
That the awful grave that gapes both deep and wide.
他好像一直在吞噬所有人的生命。从来没有满足的时候。
That's swallowing all the lives of people and it's never content.
我们每个人呢都要被这个死亡吞灭。
We will all be swallowed up at this death.
但今天好像有个图画，十字架站在生死之间。
But yet here there's a picture for us to see that there between us stands the cross.
把这个生死的分界把它隔得清楚。
To have a very clear divide.
我们从这个死亡的境界里面被带到这个永生的家里。
From death into eternal life.
然后第四节。
The fourth verse.
有时我也能看见在主十架之上。
Upon that cross of Jesus, my eye at times can see.
有位为我忍受罪行，流血流水而亡。
The very dying form of one who suffered there for me.
从我的震惊心怀流泪任二其事。
And from my smitten heart with tears, two wonders I confess.
一是他爱无法测量，一是我的不值。
The wonders of His glorious love and my own worthlessness.
弟兄姊妹，是不是有时候我们能够亲眼看见十字架的光景？
Brothers and sisters, can we see?
如果当我们真的能够亲眼，好像主开我们眼睛，十字架活化在我们心里面。
Lord Jesus, open our eyes, our inner eyes, and see that scene on before us.
我们的心不可能还留在冰冷的情况。
Our hearts can no longer remain cold.
我们的心一定受震动。
Our hearts will be shaken.
我们一定跟这个作诗人一样，我们要认两件事情。
And like this one who wrote this, we will confess two things.
他的爱无法测量。
The wonders of his glorious love.
我这个人呢，算不了什么。
And my own worthlessness.
弟兄姊妹，这个十字架实在是太奇妙。
Brothers and sisters, this cross is indeed Amazing.
他在十字架上发生很多，后面发生很多很剧烈的事情。
There are a lot of things that happened behind it.
我们整个这个亚当的族类呢，被他终结。
The entire Adam's race is concluded.
整个阴府的权势被他震动。
The power of hell has been shaken.
我们主经过死呢，他能够冲破死亡，叫我们不再受死的辖制。
And our Lord Jesus, through death, he rise up, and so we are no longer being binded by death.
当，对不起，请原谅我这样用这个词啊。当我们神这么忙碌的时候。
Forgive me to use this to describe it. God is so busy.
然后主耶稣看到了他的母亲跟约翰。
When the Lord Jesus saw his mother and John,
然后把他们摆在一起。
He put them together.
他把他母亲交托给约翰。
He handed his mother to John.
但我觉得表面上是主耶稣这样的一个交托。
On the surface, it's like just handling over.
但在我的感觉里面，我觉得这边里面可能有一个隐身的意义。
But for me, I feel there is a hidden meaning.
所以主耶稣他借着死呢，叫我们能够与神和好。
That through death, that we can be reconciled with God.
过去神与人呢是为仇为敌的。
In the past, God and man are enemies.
是两个不相干的，没有关系的。
They have nothing to do with one another.
但今天借着主耶稣他的死呢，把两边牵在一起。
But through the death of Lord Jesus, He brought both together.
我记得很久以前，我好像听过这样一个比方，只是比方。
In the past, I've seen, I've read about this comparison.
就是说，有一个儿子啊，跟他的父亲呢，一直都不和睦。
There's a son and his father, they're not on good terms.
他们彼此就是敌对，彼此这个。不和
They're against each other. They can't get along.
所以他们根本没有办法住在一起。
So they couldn't live together.
所以这位母亲呢，一直心里面很伤痛。
So the mother was very sorrowful.
她何等盼望说她的丈夫跟她的儿子能有一天能够放在一起。
How she wished that her husband and her son can be together.
结果这个母亲呢，到了她最后生了一个重病。
So at the very end, when she was ill.
在床上已经快要离开了。
And she was very ill and almost died.
她就叫了她的丈夫跟她儿子，就说我已经快死了。
So she called her husband and her son and said, I'm about to die.
请你们两位都来到我的身边。
Please come by my side.
所以当他们两位来到她的身边的时候
，So when they came to her side,
她说我已经要死了。
I'm about to die.
结果最后只有一个心愿。
I have only this one wish.
对，她就把她的丈夫跟他儿子那个手呢，把它放在他的胸前，他胸前。
And she put her husband's hand and her son's hand into her bosom.
这样这两只手呢，能够握在一起。
That they hold each other's hand.
所以这两位看到了说，这个母亲何等的愿意他们能够和好。
And they saw how the mother wanted them to be reconciled with one another.
在她这个生命的终了要过去的时候呢，她所想的就是让他们和好。
At the end of her life, all she wanted was that they can be reconciled.
所以这个比方告诉我们，主他为我们而死。
It shows us God, the Lord died for us.
他把我们这个人跟一个过去仇视这个神的这个父神的人，把我们两边带在一起和好。
One who is an enemy of God, that we can be reconciled to the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，这个叫做舍己的爱。
Brothers and sisters, this is a self-denying love.
所以这个不是我们有的爱。
It's not a love that we have.
所以当主耶稣在他最应该关心、可怜自己的时候呢，他完全没有想到自己。
At a point where he should be having pity for himself, he has never thought about himself.
弟兄姊妹，我们要经历这个爱。
Brothers and sisters, we have to experience this love.
如果我们经历这个爱的话，我们就要问自己说，有什么是我们放不下的？
If we experience this love, then we have to ask ourselves.Is there anything else that we cannot let go of?
主可以为我们放弃一切。
The Lord gave up everything for us.
我们在主面前有什么放不下？
Before the Lord, what have we that we cannot give up?
我们很愿意那个常听到那个就我们有时候交通戴德生弟兄他的一些见证。
We sometimes share about our brother's testimony, Huxon Taylor's testimony.
真是奇怪，这个一个英国的年轻人为什么对那么远的中国有负担呢？
A young Englishman to have such a burden for China.
他根本 那时候恐怕根本没怎么见过什么黄种中国人。
Maybe he has never seen a Chinese.
他只是听到说中国人很多没有得救的需要福音，他里面就有一个很单纯的负担。
He has heard there are many Chinese and they have not heard the gospel, and he has this simple, this burden for them.
他把这些财富全部放下。
He let go of all his.
捡了一个那个难看的垫子。
And he got a.
就是清朝那种。
The in the Qing Dynasty.
对。
The braids of pigtail.
跑到中国。
And he went to China.
经历了很多的艰难。
And he has suffered.
哎，他没有后悔。
And he has no regrets.
他说：“纵然我有千万的英金呢，没有一磅是留给我自己，都是给中国人。”
Even if I have a thousand pounds, I wouldn't have leave for myself any. I'll give it all to China.
就算我有千万条生命呢，没有一条不给中国人的。
And even if I have a thousand lives, I will give each and every one to China.
我这是在想。
And I've been thinking.
这个戴德森这些弟兄啊，一定是受了主的爱很大的激励。
I believe that Brother Hudson Taylor have been constrained by the love of God.
那今天我们要问一个问题，他领受神的爱跟我们领受神的爱是不是有不同呢？
So they have to ask a question: the love that he got from the Lord, is it different from what we have?
一样的。
It's the same.
主的爱是一样的。
The love of God is the same.
那为什么那个爱在他身上有这种果效？
Why is there such a result of the fruit of love in him?
弟兄姊妹，我们要经历这个舍己的爱。
Brothers and sisters, we have to experience this self-denying love.
那太宝贵了。
It's precious.
我昨天我在想一件事情。
I was thinking about one thing last night.
我说啊，如果我可以信主一百次的话呢，我有一百次我都要信。
If I can believe in the Lord Jesus 100 times, I want to believe all that 100 times.
啊，不过我们不可以这样子。
But we cannot do such.
不过有一个好的事情。
But it's a good thing.
如果当我们愿意完全彻底奉献之后。
But if we completely consecrate ourselves to the Lord.
你天天都可以奉献。
You can consecrate yourself every day.
今天我要奉献。
You say, Lord, I consecrate myself.
我晚上也要奉献。
In the night, I consecrate myself.
我一生我都要奉献。
All my life, consecrated life.
感谢主，因为主。他为了我们呢，他把自己完全放下。
We thank the Lord because for us He gave up everything.
弟兄姊妹，记得我们不应该有任何的保留。
Brothers and sisters, remember we should not hold on to anything for ourselves.
第三次呢，他是讲到主的坟墓的事情。
The third time it was the tomb of the Lord.
我想我没有时间念了，就是在那个约翰福音20章。
I have no time to read, but it's in John chapter 20.
有一个叫做抹大拉的玛利亚，
That was Mary Magdalene.
她跑到坟墓那边看到主的那个尸体不见了。
She went to the sepulchre and couldn't see the body of the Lord.
所以她就跑回来找那个彼得跟约翰。
So she ran back to find Peter and John.
哎，她说这个弟兄们，这个主的这个坟墓移开了，这个尸体恐怕这个。不知道怎么回事啊，坟墓都移开了。
The brothers, I don't know what happened. The Lord's body is not there anymore.
然后那个结果，彼得跟约翰就跑过去，约翰还跑得比较快。
So Peter and John ran over there, and John ran there, got there first.
啊，跑过去一看，哎呀，真的不在。
And they saw Jesus was gone.
他们就知道说，哎呦，这个尸体不见了。
The body was gone.
其实他们从来没有想到主会复活的。
They have never thought that the Lord would resurrect.
主告诉他们会复活。
Even the Lord has told them so.
然后他们没有真的明白或是相信。
They did not truly understand or believe.
所以约翰跟彼得呢，他们就回去了。
So John and Peter they went home.
回到他们自己家住的地方去了。
They went to their own home.
然后20章11节他是这样记载。
And in verse 11 it says this way.
玛利亚没有回家。
Mary did not go home.
她就站在坟墓外面哭。
She was weeping. In front of the tomb.
后来他跟那个天使有点对谈。
Then she talked with the angels.
突然之间呢，耶稣出现了。
And all of a sudden, Jesus appeared.
然后当他认出耶稣的时候呢
，When she recognized Jesus,
他就把主耶稣紧紧的抓住。
She clasped herself to the Lord.
所以20章17节，耶稣说：“不要摸我，就是不要把我粘住，把我抓那么紧。”
Verse 17 it says.Jesus told him, "Touch me not."
因为我还没有升上去见我的父。
For I am not yet ascended to my Father.
对你往这些弟兄们去啊，告诉他们说这个我刚刚认真，就 就是反正就要告转告这个弟兄们一些话。
Tell the go to my brethren and say unto them.
弟兄姊妹啊，这个这边的爱好是玛利亚一个爱慕主的爱。
Brothers and sisters, this love is the love of Mary for the Lord.
当这个彼得、约翰他们看了坟墓之后
，When Peter and John saw the grave, the tomb,
他们就回家了。
They went home.
回家之后，玛利亚有个感觉，她无家可归。
But Mary felt that she has no home to return to.
她如果她觉得好像生命当中失去了主呢，好像。失去了一大片，好像不晓该去哪里了。
Now when she lost the Lord in her life, she lost a great deal, and she doesn't know what to do.
他在讲话的时候呢，他说，就算是主耶稣的尸体在的话呢，我也要赶快把他尸体把它保存好。
And she, she said that even there's a body, I would want to keep it.
那个约翰啊，把这段事情记载下来。
John recorded this.
那这个事情呢，告诉我们。玛利亚是主耶稣复活之后呢，主耶稣第一次显现的人。
Mary was the one that the Lord showed himself to after he was resurrected.
所以我们就要问一个问题，为什么主耶稣复活之后要第一个跟玛利亚显现？
We have to ask a question, why did the Lord show himself to Mary, the first to Mary after he was resurrected?
你知道吗？就是有很多的弟兄们都需要主的显现。
A lot of brothers need the Lord to show himself to them.
迫切的需要主的显现。
They truly, they need the Lord to show them.
彼得应该排名第一名。
Peter should have been the first.
因为他三次不认主。
He has denied the Lord three times.
所以已经到了人生最低谷的地方。
He has reached a very bottom in his life.
然后那个有一个那个叫多马，多马根本就不相信主。
And Thomas.
不相信主会复活。
He didn't believe that the Lord will resurrect.
他后来说啊，除非你们说复活，我还是不信。
You said he resurrected. I do not believe.
除非主这个让我伸一下他的那个枪伤啊那些，我才信。
Unless I can touch him.
然后有一些这些姊妹们，他们都是爱主的。这个他们一大清早跑到那个坟墓，想要去膏主。
And the sisters who loved the Lord, they wanted to go there early to anoint him.
那有一些这个以马忤斯的这些门徒，他们已经呀垂头丧气要离开耶路撒冷。
And some disciples was on their way back to Emmaus.
弟兄姊妹，好多的这些门徒呢，或姊妹们，需要主的显现，给他们鼓舞。
The disciples and brothers and sisters needed the Lord to encourage them to show Himself to them.
所以有时候我们有一种想象哈。
Sometimes we have this imagination.
当主耶稣复活之后
，After He has resurrected,
他用他的眼睛观察这些地上。
He was looking with his eyes.
那有一个人呢，吸引他的目光。
He was observing, and there was one that attracted his eyes.
那个人是玛利亚。
That was Mary.
他看到一个人里面对主有一个很深切的渴慕。
Now there was a person who has a deep desire for the Lord.
他看到有一个人心中感觉说没有主不行的。
That the person couldn't do without the Lord.
没有主的话，我根本没有家了。
Without the Lord, I have no home.
所以当主这样子一个感觉的时候呢，他觉得说，我现在不得不要先去。跟玛利亚显现。
The Lord then said, and he couldn't help but say, "I have to go and show myself to Mary."
所以玛利亚一看到主的时候，真的是满心欢喜的把他紧紧抓住。
And when Mary saw the Lord, she was filled with joy, and she wanted to clasp herself to the Lord.
就是玛利亚真的是有一个渴慕主的心。
Mary truly have a desire for the Lord.
但是反过来，你发现主耶稣他的爱也是对我们有一个渴慕的爱。
And on the other side, the Lord Himself, this love, He desires us.
我们说我们爱慕神。
We say we love the Lord.
其实主也爱慕我们。
The Lord loves us too.
这个是很稀奇的事情。
It's an amazing thing.
其实我们不过是一团烂泥巴。
We are worthless.
但是主他对我们有一个 longing， 就是有一个渴慕的爱呢，想要与我们相遇。
But His love is a longing love that He wants to meet us.
有时候我在想，会不会约翰会不会有点后悔
？I sometimes think that John regrets.
如果约翰那时候没有回家的话，可能他也是主第一个显现的那个。
If John did not go home, the Lord would have shown himself to him.
啊，我这是我猜想。
This is just my guess.
但这边有一个事情哈。
But there is something here.
约翰好像有一点点错过一个机会。
It seems like John had missed an opportunity.
但这个机会可以补回来，因为他现在是一个一生跟随主的一个门徒。
He is following the Lord now, so it seems like this opportunity can be take. He has another opportunity.
那以前有个弟兄叫做 Evan Roberts， 在英国的弟兄。
There's this brother in England, Evan Roberts.
应该说是威尔斯的一个弟兄。
In
Wales.
Wales.
Yeah. 所以他是英国在那个威尔斯大复兴的当中一个最关键的人。
In the Welsh revival, he was the one who's there in vital position.
大概在一两年之间呢，恐怕有超过。可能有超过十万的人信耶稣，就短短的时间。
A very short time, about a couple of years, there were about 10,000.
100,000.
Came to the Lord.
但不管很多人信主。
There are many who came to the Lord.
但这个 Evan Roberts 根本就是一个矿工。
And he was just a miner.
他11岁到23岁根本都在开矿。
From age 11 to 23, he was there and working mining.
他没有机会受太多正规的教育。
He has no formal education.
可他对主有一个非常的爱慕。
And he has his heart for the Lord.
他总是利用开矿那些空闲的时间，常常读主的话，跟主交通。
When he has time, when he was mining, he would come before the Lord and fellowship with the Lord.
他每一个聚会他都不错过，他都到。
He was there at every single meeting.
啊，为什么呢
？Why?
他说啊。他如果这个聚会呢，主在那里的话，主要做一些特别工作，我错过的话，那太可惜了。
Well, and at this meeting, the Lord is there, and He's going to do some special things, and I miss it, then it's waste.
他根本不想错过每一次主可能要做事的机会。
He doesn't want to miss any opportunity that the Lord is going to work.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们要趁着还有今日。
Brothers and sisters, we have to as we still have today.
我们应该火热的。
As it is called today, we have to have this burning love for the Lord.
错过的话，我们要等到什么时候啊？
If we miss it, when are we going to? How long are we going to wait?
对，就是我们今天不爱主的话，你觉得你下一年会爱主吗？
If you do not love the Lord today, would you love the Lord next year?
今天不爱主，你觉得五年后你是什么样子？
If you do not love the Lord today, how about 5 years later?
弟兄姊妹，趁着今天还有今日，
as it is called today,
我们赶快抓住机会呢，好好爱慕。
That will grab the opportunity to love our God.
不要错过这些机会。
Do not miss the opportunity.
所以刚刚那个诗歌唱说，我们应该爱主越过越深的。
To have a deeper Lord love for the Lord.
但愿那个真是我们的祷告。
That this will truly be our prayer.
那第四次哈。
The fourth time.
第四次就是那个主后来跟他们显现在湖边跟他们显现。
When the Lord showed himself to the disciples on the lake.
那一次呢，主用那个三个问题呢问彼得。
The Lord asked Peter.
他就，好，我们还是看一下啊，约翰福音21章。约翰福音21章15节。
Verse 15.
他们吃完了早饭，耶稣对西门彼得说：“约翰的儿子西门，你爱我比这些更深吗？”彼得说：“主啊，是的，你知道我爱你。”耶稣对他说：“你喂养我的小羊。”
So when they had done, Jesus said to Simon Peter, Simon son of Jonas, love thou me more than these? He said unto him, Yea, Lord, thou know that I love thee. He said unto him, Feed my lambs.
所以第二次主又问他说：“西门，你爱我吗？”
The second time the Lord asked him, Simon, do you love me?
应该这样讲哈。主耶稣第一次问彼得的时候，他是这样问。
The first time Jesus asked Peter,
彼得啊，我跟这些炭火跟这些烤的鱼比起来呢，你是爱我比较多呢，还是爱这些比较多？
Compared to the fish and all these, do you love me more or love that more?
对，你是不是用神的爱来爱我呢？
Are you using God's love to love me?
然后彼得的回答是这样子。
Peter's answer was this.
他说，主啊，我不敢说我可以用神的爱来爱你，但是我心中对你是很有感情的。
I cannot say that I can use the love of God to love you, but I have this feeling for you.
那第二次主又问他说，彼得，你是否可以用神的爱来爱我呢？
And the second time the Lord asked him, Peter, can you love me with the love of God?
然后彼得还是不敢说，他说，主啊，我对你是有感情的。
And he still said to the Lord, Lord, I have feelings for you.
第三次呢， 主耶稣的问题问话改了。
The third time the Lord changed how he asked.
他说彼得你是否对我有感情，你 不需要用神的爱来爱我，你是否对我有感情。
Peter, you do not have to love me with the love of God. Do you have feelings for me?
然后彼得就说主啊你是知道的。
And Peter told the Lord, you know.
哎呀这个有时候我看了我觉得这个主的这个问题蛮 tough 的。
When I look at it, it seems like the Lord is asking a tough question.
对，因为当那个彼得三次不认主的那个时候
，When Peter denied the Lord three times，
然后主耶稣在一个比较寒冷的一个情况里，就对这个官员这个带来带去
，And the Lord was being brought from here to there，
然后彼得是在那个烤火的旁边这样观看
，And Peter was by the fire watching from side，
所以当主耶稣这样子问的时候，你跟我这些烤火的东西比起来，你感觉怎么样
？And when Jesus asked him, compare to the fire, you know, when you're here, and for me,
他好像把彼得带到之前那个伤口去了。
As if he brought Peter to the point when Peter denied him.
但是很稀奇的。
And very amazing.
当主把那个伤口打开。
When Jesus opened up the wound.
然后彼得他开始承认说他不能够。凭自己来爱神的时候
that Peter admits that he couldn't love with the love of God
我们就发现哈，神的那个爱呢就开始浇灌在彼得的心里面
and we see that the love of God begins to pour into Peter's heart
这个我是称为没有把握的把握 他不是 很有很 firm 但是、
yeah.It's not sure, but yes, it's sure.
但里面却有一个很 firm 的事情在他身上产生。
It's unsure, but it indeed has been forming him.
就是说，在表面上，你感觉彼得的回答是很微弱。
Outwardly, Peter's answer was very weak.
不是那么肯定的。
Was kind of unsure.
但在这个过程里面，你发现反而借着这个伤口呢，神把他的爱充满在彼得心里面。
But in the process that the Lord used this wound.And he poured God's love into it.
为什么？因为他可以开始承受主的托付。
And he can truly start to bear up the entrustment of the Lord.
可以喂养主的羊。
Then he can feed his sheep.
我以前读过一个事情哈。
I've read about this.
应该是汪佩珍姊妹的事情。
About Sister Wang Peizhen.
那个时候，在那个共产党开始兵临城下的时候，那个已经风声鹤唳。
When the communists have already very close,
很近了。所以那时候可能大家都有感觉哈，这个基督徒要受逼迫。
That the Christians would be persecuted.
然后有一个姊妹就问这个汪佩珍姊妹一个问题。
Sister asked Sister Wang.
她说：“姊妹啊。
”She asked sister.
如果今天有人呢？如果有人呢？后来以后有人呢？用刀架在你的脖子上。
If someone put a knife in by your neck.
啊，叫你。问你说你还承不承认信耶稣
And to ask you if you still said, I mean, that you believe in Jesus
请问你是不是还有可能不否认主
Is that still a possibility that you will not deny the Lord
我们姊妹怎么回答
How did our sister answer her
她说啊我其实我不敢确定我是不是一定不会否认主
I'm not sure if I truly will not deny the Lord
但是我里面有个把握呢那个时候呢，神会赐我够用的恩典，能够缠得住。
But in me, I have this assurance that the Lord will give me sufficient grace to stand firm.
弟兄姊妹，我们对自己好像没有把握。
Brothers and sisters, as we are unsure of ourselves.
但是当主的爱充满在我们里面的时候，那个是巨大无比的力量。
But when the love of God is poured in our hearts, that is it's a great strength.
所以弟兄姊妹啊，就是。我在剥饼的时候，一种感觉是我比较深的。
When breaking the bread, there's a feeling that is deep for me.
可能勉强跟这个彼得这个有点关系。
It can be kind of like Peter, how Peter was feeling.
就是说彼得所经历的是一个恢复跟挽回的爱。
What Peter has experienced is love was one of restoration and being gained back.
对，很多时候在我剥饼的时候，我又想到，哎呀，过去这个时间又有失败了。
When I was breaking the bread, I thought about, oh, I have failed.
很多地方又得罪神了。
I've I have shortcomings.
或是不顺服。
I wasn't submissive.
明明知道主不喜悦的，我还是去做。
I know that the Lord is displeased, and yet I still do it.
所以剥饼的时候，我就有感觉，我都不好意思来看来见主。
When I'm breaking the bread, I have this feeling I do not have the face to come and I cannot face the Lord.
我想彼得恐怕也有这种感觉。
And Peter perhaps felt this way too.
我不好意思，我主好不好意思来看你。
I was embarrassed to come before the Lord.
但感谢主，他三次否认主，但是主三次爱把他挽回过来。
But we thank the Lord that three times he denied the Lord and three times.The Lord used His love to restore him.
他要在我们人的软弱当中呢，叫我们看见什么叫做那个主的爱能够把我们挽回过来。
That in our weakness, we see how the Lord's love can gain us back to restore us.
所以有时候爱不是喊的大声就很爱了。
Love is not something that you just shout out.
当彼得在那边没有把握的时候
，When Peter was unsure.
其实有一个主的爱呢，已经开始种在他心里面。
But the love.Was already planted in him.
最后哈、啊、是那个二十一章十八节。
Lastly, chapter 21, verse 18.
对，约翰福音二十一章十八节，我实实在在告诉你，你年少的时候自己束上带子随意往来，但年老的时候你要伸出手来，别人要把你束上带你到不愿意去的地方。
Verily, verily, I say unto you, when thou wast young, thou girded thyself and walked where thou would. But when thou shalt be old, thou shalt stretch forth thy hands, and another gird thee and carry thee where thou would not.
耶稣这话是指着彼得要怎样死，荣耀神。
Jesus was referring how Peter was going to die and to glorify the Lord.
对，说了这话就对他说，你跟从我吧。
And after that.After this, he said to him, "Follow me."
然后彼得这时候突然转移话题说，哎呀，我如果死了要荣耀神的话，那个约翰怎么样？
As if Peter changed the topic, he said, "Lord, if I were to die and glorify God, what about that one there?"
对，主就说不干你的事。
Jesus told him, "That's nothing to do with you."
就算是约翰要活到看我的话，也不干你的事。
If I will that he tarry till I come, what is that with to thee?
你好好照着你自己的。来跟随我。
Then you come and follow me.
所以我觉得约翰在这边有点澄清，他说他活这么久呢，不是因为不会死的。
John was clarifying here that he has lived such a long life, not that he will not die.
只是主是一个比方说，就算他活得很久，活到我主再来，也跟彼得没有直接相干。
Jesus is just saying that as an example that even if he lived that long until heJesus comes, that's nothing to do with Peter.
弟兄姊妹，这一点哦，就是说，主的爱呢是不离开的爱，永不离开的爱。
The Lord's love is one that will never leave.
所以当约翰回想这段事情的时候
，When John was
那时候
remembering these,
彼得其实已经殉道了。
Peter has already been martyred.
他看见主的预言已经成就，因为他是荣耀神而死的。
John saw the fulfillment of God's of the Lord's prophecy that Peter indeed glorified the Lord.
很有可能那个时候约翰已经经过拔摩海岛的放逐，已经过去了，经过那件事情。
Perhaps John has already been through being exiled and on Patmos.
但是当约翰回想这整件事的时候
，But when John was recalling this,
你发现不管一个人他是殉道。
No matter a person was being martyred,
或者说他命是活得很长的
or he lived a long life,
不管是怎么样
no matter what,
神都用他的爱不离开的来带领他们
God used his love and never leave us
他带领彼得
and he used his love to lead Peter
死的殉道
to die with martyred
他带领约翰本人一直活到快100岁
and led JohnAbout 100 years old.
不管如何呢，未来的前途呢，主都带领。
No matter what their future is, God still leads them.
所以当这个约翰回顾他一生的时候
，When John recalled his life,
他要做一个结论。
He came to a conclusion.
他是那位耶稣所爱的那个门徒。
He was the disciple whom Jesus loved.
在那个公元第二世纪的时候
，In 82nd century.
那有一个人叫做波利卡，叫波驴 波吕甲。
There's a person named Polycarp.
他其实是约翰的一个带出来的一个弟兄。
He was one whom John brought out.
他是那个士美拿教会的一个负责的弟兄。
He was a responsible brother over at Smyrna.
他当他活到那个八十六岁的时候。
When he was age 89.
然后那时候罗马帝国，应该是罗马帝国有一些的逼迫基督徒的事情。
There was persecution of Christians in the Roman Empire.
所以对这种负责的弟兄呢，那是首要其冲，首当其冲的。
So you go and find these brothers who are in charge.
所以当这些弟兄们觉得情势不对了。
So when these brothers see that the times are not right.
这个勉强这个波吕甲弟兄去乡下避难。
So they told our brother Polycarp to go to the countryside.
但是后来那个抓他的人呢，那个严刑逼供，把他这个藏的地方供出来。
But yet, they managed to force them to confess where he's been hidden.
所以当他在那个乡下，然后一批人来抓他的时候
，He was in the countryside when people came to capture him.
我们的弟兄心中非常的安宁。
Our brother was very restful in his heart.
他八十六岁了。
He was 86 years old.
然后他就准备了一些吃的给些士兵。
He prepared food for the soldiers.
然后说，请你让我有一个钟头可以祷告。
He said to give me an hour to pray.
就听说他祷告了两个钟头。
We heard he had prayed. He prayed for 2 hours.
这些士兵有的听说听了这些情况，都觉得很后悔，为什么要来抓他
？The soldiers regretted after hearing his prayer.
但不管怎么样，他被抓了之后呢
？No matter what, after he was
那些官长说，你已经八十六岁了。
The soldiers, they said, you're already 86.
我们可以把你拿到那个竞技场斗野兽。
We can bring you,
就是跟野兽
fight with the beast.
Yeah. 或是说我用火把你烧了。
Or we can burn you.
你只要承认，你只要说你不信耶稣了。
You only have to say you do not believe in Jesus anymore.
你只要遵从那个该撒。
You only have to give to Caesar.
我们就把你放了。
Then we will let you go.
你这么老了，何苦呢
？Why suffer?
但我们弟兄是说
，But our brother said.
他说我活到八十六岁。
80 and 6 years I have.I live?
可能侍奉主不少六十七十年六七十年的时间六十多年的时间
serving the Lord about 60 some years
主从来都没有亏待我
and he has done me no wrong
那我今天没有办法否认他
and today I cannot deny him
所以这些人就用火把他烧了活活的烧死
so he was burned at the stake
所以弟兄姊妹这个神不管我们的结局如何
so no matter howWhat I'll end is,
但是我们每个人都是主的爱引领我们一直到终点
That is the love of our Lord who lead us to the very end
不管你去哪里
No matter where you go
不管我们活得多长
No matter how long we live
不管我们会发生什么事情
No matter what would happen to us
弟兄姊妹请记得
Brothers and sisters remember
让主的爱不离开你
That the love of the Lord do not leave you
因为他怎么引领彼得约翰到终了
How he has led Peter and John to the very end.
他也用爱引领我们一直到终了。
He will use his love to lead us to the very end.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我今天试着勉强就是描述一下神在我们身上，我们是蒙爱的人。
Brothers and sisters, today I tried to explain how we are beloved of the Lord.
但愿我们到了这个以后的年日的时候
，That in the future,
我们也可以说我是一位蒙主所爱的。
That we can say we are one whom Jesus loved.
我们有点祷告。
We'll have some prayer.
主耶稣，我们感谢你。
Lord Jesus, we thank you.
主要不知如何的，你的爱就临到了我们的身上。
We don't know how your love has come to us.
主要提醒我们不要拒绝你的爱。
Remind us to not reject your love.
主要提醒我们你是何等的渴慕，主要来爱我们。
Remind us how you long to love us.
提醒我们，主要你的爱是永不改变的。
That your love is unchanging.
主要但愿。我们实在感觉靠着我们自己，我们交不出去。
We feel that by ourselves we are unable to turn it over.
但是用你那个不能抵挡的爱，叫我们能够在你降服。 在你面前降服。
The Lord, that we will surrender before this love that we cannot say no to.
所以我们甘心乐意的主啊，来接受你的爱，我们也爱你越过越深。
Lord, that we will receive your love and we will love you even deeper.
祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name.
Amen. 聚会就到这里。